Emma McNamara is back with more business news.
Thanks very much, Gavin. EU democracy has gone to the dogs. That's according to German critics of European Central Bank policy, which could see the bank buying foreign or sovereign bonds through a programme called Outright Monetary Transactions, or OMT. Germany's Constitutional Court today sits for a second day to assess whether the policy set up to calm the bond markets is contrary to German law. OMT was first signalled in London last July when the ECB President Mario Draghi promised to do whatever it takes to save the single currency. And while OMT has yet to be used, it has reassured investors that they would not lose their money and has reduced the cost of borrowing for countries like Spain and Portugal. Dr. Eckhard Luckmeier, the German ambassador to Ireland, joins us now in studio. Ambassador, in this case, seen as a battle of monetary policy heavyweights, where do you stand?
Well, we stand with the ECB, as the finance minister yesterday said at the court hearings, that we don't see this as violating the mandate of the ECB. What the ECB actually hasn't been doing yet, but has announced that they would do if need be, i.e. buying the bonds of sovereign states in order to stabilize the currency and to make monetary policy work. So we do not think, we the government do not think, that this is in breach of the treaty and the ECB's mandate.
Yet it throws up yet again the issue of design flaws within the Eurozone. Are cases like this helpful to bring these design flaws to light, or is it something that should be more concentrated on at the governing policy meetings of the ECB where and the European Union itself, where these things can be ironed out?
Well, we don't need a court hearing actually to make us realize that there are design flaws. In the crisis has made us realize that yes, we need to correct certain problems that have come to the fore in the wake of the crisis, or in the course of the crisis, I should rather say. And we all realize that we have to go back to the drawing board, and that's what we have been trying to do for the past 3 years almost. For example, in terms of putting our common currency on a firm footing when it comes to public budgets. We have, as you know, concluded a fiscal treaty that will bring more oversight and more discipline to public budgets in the future. And one of the causes of the crisis has been excessive public debt.
You, in an Irish Times opinion piece recently, said that Germany can and should be criticised for how it's behaved during the crisis. What would these criticisms be, do you think, the main ones?
Well, that's up to our critics to do. All I was trying to point out is that criticising Germany is perfectly legitimate. We have our own point of view, but we do respect that others have other points of view. And this is perfectly legitimate in a European family. And what we need to do is have an open, a frank discussion about our differences and then come to a compromise. And that's actually how the European Union works. And that's what we have been doing for the past years.
The current and strongest criticism is about the austerity versus growth debate, and that some of the policies that Germany is encouraging for austerity in countries like Ireland, like Portugal, Greece and Spain are just too hard on the economies, and that for Germany to be strong, you need your neighbours to be strong. The austerity is killing growth in these countries, so we can't buy your things.
Well, first of all, yes, we do need strong and prosperous neighbours. We do need prosperous neighbors in Europe, because Europe will always remain our most important trading place. So there cannot be prosperity in Germany without prosperous neighbors. The issue that we are debating with some of our critics is whether austerity, as it's being called here, we would rather use the term consolidation of public and private budgets, living within your means is actually what we would say, that whether living within your means is a precondition for growth or is an impediment to growth. Our position is that living within your means is a precondition for sustainable growth, long-term sustainable growth.
You've also said that Germany holds the power of the purse. Do you think Germany holds that power well?
Yes, that's what we do, because we have shown extended solidarity to our neighbours, and we will continue to do so, because there cannot be a stable and prosperous Germany without stable and prosperous neighbours. So yes, extending solidarity to our neighbours, to our Eurozone neighbours, is in the very best German interests. That's what we have been doing, and that's what we will continue to do. And actually, what we started this interview with the hearings at the Constitution Court. This is about German solidarity versus the ECB, and what the ECB has been doing has the implicit backing of the German economy, because without the implicit backing of a strong German economy, the ECB would never have been able to do what it has done in the past.
And is the German role in the bailout or the programs that countries in the Eurozone are going through communicated well to the German public? Because there is popular public opposition there.
There's opposition, and there's even more concern on the part of German people that perhaps we are taking on too many liabilities in the process of showing extending solidarity to our struggling Eurozone neighbors. At the same time, I should stress that all the major decisions have been taken by a broad-based majority in the German Bundestag. The government, especially the chancellor, enjoys a very high approval rating, not least because of her Eurozone policy. So yes, there is concern, but there's also a broad-based support for the kind of policy the government has been pursuing in the course of the crisis. And as you may know, we will have elections coming up in the fall in September. And I can assure you, this issue will not be at the forefront of those that will be debated in the campaign, because there still is a broad-based consensus in Germany on the basic pillars of our Eurozone policy.
But that feeds straight into the argument that Chancellor Angela Merkel has been accused of posing as extra tough at home on the rest of the Eurozone for political advantage.
Well, I mean, she has to consider, first of all, that she retains this popular support for what we have been doing, that she retains the support for the solidarity that we have been extending to others. And at the same time, of course, she has to make sure that we correct the design flaws of the Eurozone and that we take the kind of measures that would ensure long-term sustainable growth. So she has to take into account these two points of view, what our partners think, what is necessary for a stabilization of the Eurozone for long-term growth, at the same time retaining domestic support for extending solidarity.
Dr. Eckhard Lunkmeier, the German ambassador to Ireland, thanks very much for joining us in studio this morning. We didn't get to the G8. We'll have to leave that for another day. For now, on the currency markets, the euro is trading at $1.32.9 and 85 pence sterling.